Now, business, politics, and lifestyles continues on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
What a pleasure it is to be breaking news in this stunning election year. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline, while Gary S. Goldman's taking a well-deserved day off. I think he's attending a wedding. He'll probably tell you about that when he comes back. If you'd like to visit me and know more about me than you ever want to know, I don't want to take valuable broadcast time. Just go to KarenCataline.com, last name spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. More information there about me than you ever want to know. We are talking to Larry Ward, who's broken the most astonishing news. He is chairman of the Constitutional Rights PAC. He is right thick, snack, dab, whatever, in the middle of this breaking news story about the Dominion voting systems and hammer and scorecard. Larry, thanks for staying with us. An extra segment. We're going to keep you for a couple more minutes. Callers, if you'd like to call in until the top of the hour, we can discuss this. What's your reaction to Dominion voting systems? Did you lose hope? Were you saying that Donald Trump should step down? I've heard some Republican deep staters say, well, it's time for Donald Trump to throw in the towel. Boy, these people have learned nothing. If you'd like to call in, 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000. And Larry, just to wrap up, what do you think is the most important thing that's going to happen in the next, oh, say, 24 to 48 hours?
Well, here's the most important thing that should happen. The FBI and the DOJ should do a Roger Stone type raid on Dominion voting systems and capture all of their computers, all of their equipment, all of their records before they have a chance to completely leech bit them or hit their cell phones with a hammer, which probably has already happened, to be honest. But let's grab as much as we can. And you know, look, at the end of the day, we have to hold these people accountable. This is not one of those Norm Coleman situations. Remember Norm Coleman, the senator who lost to Al Franken via voter fraud? And years later, like 10 years later, they came out and said, oops, it was voter fraud. We're sorry. No. We're not waiting for the apology later. We need to get Donald Trump back in office so he can take and finish the job and take the deep state out of our federal government.
Hold these people accountable. We've seen so much evidence. Anyway, let me direct everyone to worldtribune.com. That's worldtribune.com. Read all about Dominion voting systems. Not only don't you lose heart, but post it on your Facebook page, even if they block it out. Post it on Twitter. Tell everyone you know, we are not taking this lying down. We're going to take back our country for honesty, integrity, and the Constitution. Thank you so much for joining us, Larry Ward. Any final remark before we have to let you go?
Look, just stay focused. We are going to win this. We have to. We can't rely on the media to report this. This has to be person to person and political pressure. Call your state legislators, call your representatives in Congress, and tell them that we demand action on Dominion voting systems right now.
Right now. Larry, you are the best. I love your passion, and I love how you're in the thick of everything. Love talking to you. Hope to be talking to you again on at least one of the shows that I do. Pleasure having you. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So we have callers on the line. Didn't get their names, but who is our first caller on WCRN? Thank you, Joel. Joel, on 830 WCRN, you're on with Karen Cataline. What's on your mind?
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Having
really
a blast.
Hilarious.
What was
World Tribune, Cindy Powell. I mean, you guys
going to blame Raul
Castro when the mob did this also, you know, La Cosa Nostra. I mean, you're putting out names like
George Soros. No, it's Cosa Nostra, Joel.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Cosa Nostra, Joel. So it's Sidney Powell. But what are you saying, that this is a conspiracy theory?
You're talking like this. I mean, this is going to go all the way up to SCOTUS? I mean, you're talking about this going to the Supreme Court? Because that's
Joel,
what you guys are... I mean, that's your ulterior motive.
Let me tell you something before we get too far afield.
Huh?
No. Hold on. Joel, our guest, Larry Ward, didn't even mention the SCOTUS of the Supreme Court, so you're jumping way ahead of the game. Let me ask you. All right, Darren, who'd you vote for? Joel, who'd you vote for?
Who the heck do you think I voted for?
I have no idea. I don't know you. I remember talking to you the last time I was on.
Yeah,
who'd you vote for? Joe Biden?
Me, but, I mean, throwing
out straight Democrat ticket.
What about Sheldon Adelson? You know, what about Sheldon Adelson that's been involved?
What about Sheldon Adelson? Is it illegal to give money to a candidate? George Soros does it. He gives tons and tons of money.
To do that, Karen.
So then why are you bringing up Sheldon Adelson?
I just brought him up because he's throwing out George Soros. He's blaming a member of my tribe, like, of course, you know, Sheldon Adelson is also of the same persuasion. But
Joel?
But the bottom line.
Stop a second.
I'm a member
of your tribe, too. I'm Jewish. I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. Okay? So let's not make it about being Jewish or not being Jewish. By the way, George Soros is a self-hating Jew. He hates Jews probably more than he hates Americans,
Karen,
which is a hell of a lie.
Come on. To make that remark, to call George a self-hating Jew, I mean...
He admits it.
It shows you all about the conservative mindset. I mean, you're totally...
Oh, really?
How did Adelson make his money? Huh?
Do you want to come on the air? Do you want to come on the air, Ted? Do you have a question for our friend Joel? I think I'm doing okay here, but
no, I'm not trying
Ted,
to go after
let's
you.
Have.
No, I'm
I
trying
mean,
to go after. I mean, you're making this to. I mean, I'm, this l- is
let's
going,
let's back up, Joel. Joel, let's back up. I want to ask you: are you just rejecting out of hand this Dominion voting thing, which is this topic of this hour? Dominion voting systems, Hammer, and whatever I wrote down here. Do you think that is just an entire conspiracy theory?
Of course. Of course.
Without reading? Why?
Please. I mean, you guess what's doing handstands on the air. I mean, it was ridiculous. You're trying everything. I mean, you're talking... What did you say before? You mentioned... I'm comparing Trump and Biden. I can't recall.
I don't know
so
what I said, Joel. But you're a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
No, I'm not.
You
no,
just
listen,
reject out of
Joe
hand.
Joe Biden is going, listen, goodbye.
Yeah, okay. I love talking to Joel. Are you kidding me? Except that we both got to have a back and forth, or the listeners can't tell back and forth who's talking. Who's our next caller? That's it for the callers. All right. So we have only, about a minute and a half. I'm looking at my clock. He's looking at his. We got a minute and a half. I think this is good. Truly momentous that is happening. We have seen again and again and again that Donald Trump does not take anything lying down. In fact, when he encounters adversity, that's when he's just getting started. And it's not that he's going to win at all costs. It's that we want an honest election. Go back to the Supreme Court, which Joel mentioned, the Supreme Court of the United States and the hearings, the Senate confirmation hearings. And you will remember that Republicans, just standard everyday center-right Republicans, their concern was Amy Coney Barrett going to uphold the Constitution and uphold the law? What did the Democrats want? The Democrats wanted her to vote their way. That's the difference. There's no moral equivalence whatsoever. No moral equivalence. In our next hour, we're going to have John O'Connor, but we'll have open lines in the first 15 minutes if you'd like to call in. 508-871-7000. Karen Cataline filling in for Gary S. Goldman here on 830 WCRN. Stay with us.